good afternoon. Today is Monday, March 16th, 76th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is the bank dude, Mr. Dolby.
Once again, it is absolutely a pleasure and a privilege to spend this time with you, Brian.
He drank the water I gave him. There's a little extra going on today, baby. You brought the economic index. Is this the leaping off point for today?
Well, we can talk a little bit about that and maybe some other things happening around the community. And
He's got a twinkle in his eye. He's got something up his sleeve. So we'll find out whether it's a short sleeve or a long sleeve when we come back.
The best Spanish language station on the North Coast is Juan 790. Tune in to 790 AM for great music, sports from ESPN, and CNN News en Español. If you're a business owner, ask Juan to connect you with the Spanish-speaking community. You'll be glad you did. Visit Juan online at juan790.com or give us a call at 442-5744. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 413. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with John Dolby, but before we do, our quote this afternoon.
Brian, what is the quote of the day today?
Let's see now. I got to find it again. What was the number, 420?
No, I don't know, but it was Jerry Reed.
There it is, Jerry Reed, yes. And it's a financial song, too.
Yeah, from one of his great songs,
yeah.
A quote.
We play it across the hallway. She got the gold mine and I got the shaft. Yeah.
Yeah, that
is a bank quote too.
Yeah, I mean there are some classic country music songs out there. Let's see, I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Yeah, I see. You gotta try to bring that in now.
Or my wife left with my best friend, and I sure do miss him. Those are some great country songs.
You know, you listen to it though; a bunch of the lyrics are spot on. You know, could have saved us thousands of dollars and many years of therapy if we just were to listen to the words along with the music.
I heard somebody actually quote the other day that if it's in country music, it's true.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah, I heard that in a country song. It must be true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, reality, huh? Boy. Speaking of which, what do you sense in here locally with the – the economy? I mean, we hear a lot of positive stuff nationally, whether or not that's through tinted glass or not, we'll just kind of set that one aside a little bit. But what are you hearing up and down the county? Are people a little bit more upbeat? Or is hiring going on? I mean, some of these things, gas prices going down, these things that we're hearing about nationally, are you seeing them? Are people talking to you about them in our area?
We're seeing some expansion of existing business, where they've put it off. Now they need to buy a new piece of equipment. They need to buy or do some rehab on a building and expansion, those types of things. Not a lot. I mean, there's some talk of some new business coming in, but not much. And of course, one of the overarching concerns would be, wages, since, Measure R failed, but it certainly could come back to the county. And so those are always concerns with people that are looking at coming into the community.
Now, I heard something, and four different talk shows this morning, so I'm not sure which one it was. I probably should travel with a 3x5 card. But there was discussions about in Seattle, since the minimum wage had come into effect, the increase of 15, largest rate of restaurant closures that the city has experienced. So there is a ratio there. Wherever that ratio is, whatever the market is different. But I'm sure that Seattle thought that they would be immune because it's a pretty affluent area. At least on the coast, with Amazon being there, with Microsoft having outlets there, and a bunch of other things, including the universities. that they might be immune and be able to withstand something like a $15 minimum wage.
Yeah, I read an article quite some time ago, so you know my memory is going to be a little hazy.
Doesn't that start about 3 days ago?
Yeah. It was this morning. Yeah, it's heck getting old, isn't it?
Yet another country song.
Yeah.
It's heck getting old, yeah.
So it was about restaurants that were trying to adapt to the new minimum wage and some of the challenges that they were having. One completely changed its format to go with more of a self-serve. You know, it had been for years been a high service restaurant, and it'd go to self serve to reduce their costs. But anytime you have a relatively low margin, you know, high volume business, and you increase your costs of labor substantially, anybody who's on the edge is done.
In a competitive arena too. I mean, if you're not a natural monopoly necessarily, but if there's not a lot of other choices, you might get a little bit more forgiveness.
Yeah, and the bigger challenge is going to be anything that's in the realm of tourism, because generally, you know, tourism jobs are on the lower end, and there's reasons for that, and so those jobs are the ones that are going to be most at risk with that. Let me preface all this by saying, you know, my take on the minimum wage is not the issue of, who am I to say what the minimum wage should be, but it's a sign of a bigger issue, and that is that we have lost our living wage jobs in this community, and it's been long enough now that we've kind of almost forgotten about them. But there was a time when, you know, it was very easy for somebody, even without a college education, to have a living wage job here in this community.
You ended about half a minute too early here. Oh. I mean, that was just like, that was perfect. I mean, you're getting your papers ready for the next segment, but... Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, I'm very sorry.
I thought you'd been practicing a little bit more over the last month and to leave it that kind of short. So in general, the business investments that are going on aren't necessarily to go to the next level. It's more just to maintain what is.
There's a lot of deferred maintenance, deferred upgrades that are taking place.
And things wearing out.
Yes.
Again, another country song.
Yeah.
My things are wearing out. I fear this is a reoccurring theme, but we'll see if we can break this. KINS, News and Information Times 319. We'll be back with more from the Bank Dude.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Was that a request? No? Okay.
There we go.
Whoops. No, you didn't whoops. You don't even have to explain it. But now that you've said whoops, everybody's wondering what was Dalby saying that he wants to pull back, that he doesn't need to really do so. KINS, News and Information Times 324. We're back with John. The mic is open.
Very good.
We are here.
Actually, there was nothing embarrassing we were talking about.
No.
We were talking.
It was just mid-stride, that's all.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later. Housing. That seems to be one of the key. I don't know if it's an indicator or if it's a prime economic stimulator. I don't know which one it is yet necessarily, because if you got a home and it's a new-to-you home, you're going to be spending money, no question about it.
This has been an unusual recovery in that every other recovery has been led by the housing sector.
Right.
So generally, as housing starts go up, housing markets go up, then the economy follows. This particular recession. The recovery has been almost the opposite. The housing sector is on the bottom, and not on the bottom, but it's low.
It hasn't bumped.
It's not leading us out of the recession.
What is?
In fact, it's dragging.
Or is there?
You know, you asked me a question. I haven't looked at those numbers for so long, so I don't.
Yeah. You hear car sales nationally are doing pretty well.
Yeah, and there's some retail has been on the recovery, some light manufacturing, but I'd have to go back and look. I don't know.
I can't think.
But I do remember housing was not.
Yeah.
And that was really the big lesson here is that this is the first time that housing has not been, and it's been a very anemic recovery.
Well, and particularly in our area, that's what we look for, right? Get a little bit more action going in the woods, get a little bit more in the mills, what mills there are that are left.
Left, yeah.
Yeah, and get a little jolt out of that. So as you're looking at the local scene, are hires up? Yeah, you hear nationally. X number of jobs. Now, what I'm not hearing is X number of full-time jobs. I'm just hearing hirings.
Yes.
Well, okay, whether that's local or national, that's really not sharing the real information.
Well, I do have the Humboldt Economic Index.
And you've looked at it?
Briefly, yes.
Okay.
I
wouldn't want to sneak up on you twice in one segment.
I held
here.
It in my hand.
Oh, good. Well, okay. Osmosis does count for something.
So, here it is. The seasonally adjusted unemployment rate in Humboldt County slid 7 points to 6.6%. So it actually got worse, not better here.
In March or in February?
I'm sure it is February because it wouldn't be March yet. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess post-Christmas part-time seasonal hirings?
Well, no, it's seasonally.
Or is this full-time?
This is seasonally adjusted. So what it means is that.
Is Christmas the season? I always thought, I was fishing and logging, the natural resource stuff that we have here.
This time of year adjusted. Yeah. Yes, it's adjusted. So it's compared to last time.
The outdoor growing season instead of the indoor growing season? Adjusted? No.
You're really confused, aren't you?
Yeah. Because I've never heard anybody really define what seasonally adjusted is in a particular area. Nationally, I get it, but not locally. I've never heard.
Seasonally adjusted would be looking at monthly figures over the years and finding that you have peaks and valleys on average every month. So you adjust them. So if normally in the month of February, things would drop by, 50 basis points, I'm making up numbers at this point, and it only dropped 25, well, then you have really a 25 basis point increase seasonally adjusted.
So half as bad can actually be seen as positive.
Now, we're probably going to get a bunch of mathematicians out there saying that John really screwed up that explanation. But
well, and basically I hope they let you know that you did.
Yeah.
It would be wasted effort on me. So as you look at that number then, is because of the seasonal adjustments, does that even compound the concern?
Well, sure. I mean, because, for instance, there's more jobs in the summer for a number of reasons. There's a lot of a lot of industries and so forth that have greater activity during the summer months. So you would expect to see, the number of jobs increase during that period of time. So what you want to know is, have they increased more than normal or less than normal? And the same thing in the winter. Generally, we have fewer jobs in a number of sectors. So did it decrease more than normal, or is it pretty normal for the seasonality of our community?
I like the fact that you use the word normal in my presence, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of, thank you. I feel like a compliment. So housing starts also are seasonally adjusted, and housing sales are seasonally adjusted as well. Cool. Did either of those parallel that slip? Or
Now I'm running to try and find that information. Index of, so here it is. Building permits hit a high. A 2014 high in December. That doesn't make sense. with an index value of 42.1. That means nothing unless you know what it is. November's value was 20.4. So, yes, housing starts are up.
Or the permits are up.
Correct.
Whether or not they started the house building yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Hey, when you have summer and winter, things go out all kinds of ways. It's 3:30.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with the bank dude, Mr. Dalby. John, was there anything in the economic index for this most recent edition that got your attention other than the unemployment bumping up to 7.6?
Well, you know, one thing that's been driving some positive results for in the housing sector and other sectors have been the low interest rates. And, of course, there's all kinds of rumors now that we might see increases this year. In fact, maybe even as early as this month, we could see some announcements.
What does your tummy tell you that means? Let's say it goes up a 0.5%.
If it goes up a 0.5%, first of all, there's a lot of first of all, for those depositors out there that are so used to getting absolutely nothing for their deposits.
Don't hold your breath.
Exactly. Because yeah. There's a lot of elasticity there because rates are so compressed. And so it's going to have to raise fairly significantly before you're going to see interest rates on deposits increased any substantial.
I mean, lots of moan and groaning from your credit card before you get anything from your savings. Okay.
Well, I don't think you're going to see on the consumer side too much happen with a 0.5% bump.
You don't think those guys that have a higher likelihood to take advantage of that kind of stuff aren't going to pounce on that thing?
Well, your credit cards are so high.
True.
that those are still excellent yields. So a lot of your consumer, rates are going to, they'll go up a little bit, but not a lot. The big piece is for those people that are tied to prime rate, commercial loans. They're going to see that direct bump, and then you'll start to see commercial real estate and long-term loans rise in rate.
So wouldn't that tend to slow down an economy?
Well, the whole idea, and that's why the Fed's been holding it off, is wait until the economy heats up enough that it can sustain that without seeing a downturn in activity. And of course, there's going to be pockets of industry and pockets in various communities that the rates will negatively impact substantially, and others that won't feel it at all. The good news is, if you have cash, you might soon have some alternatives for investment other than getting virtually nothing at the bank or the credit union.
Gold,
yeah.
What about exports? And most times we talk about exports, it's domestic, international. What about exporting out of the county? We've got a number of folks that produce here that ship out of the area. Would the current economy be beneficial for them if there's a bump in the cost of money? Would that be beneficial? Would that possibly keep the production levels a little bit lower?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that because some of the things the index does indicate. One, of course, we had gas prices drop, but also in the manufacturing sector, fewer exports. So exports did decline. It could be the time of year. It could be
seasonally adjusted.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't think it is. But we did see a decline in exports for the limited manufacturing that's done here.
It's interesting, that kind of thing, because, as you said, limited, where we have maybe a dozen, 12, or well, I guess that's the same thing, huh? A dozen or 20 or so that are of any volume. You know, the custom-made jewelry product, the bracelet that goes, okay, one item. I mean, that's mm-hmm. not going to – that doesn't have enough volume. Out of our area to see any kind of a dip like that at all, I think it's a harbinger of something or an indicator of something.
Well, generally is an indicator of what's happening in other communities. and it could be, you know, we do have some manufacturers that do send internationally, sell products here internationally. It could be a reflection of the international market.
Some of the stuff in China and Japan right. and stuff, yeah. Well, I mean, you think it's fairly broad. I mean, for a small little market like we are, with the food products and then the beverage products and some of the timber or the craftsman products and things like that, mm-hmm. it's a lot broader than what a lot of communities
yeah.
have.
We have a garment industry here. There's you know, a number of things that...
Back to the cookies again.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So it would be curious to see if there was a trend or if it's, again, back into specific niches, whether it's, you know, food products or the floral. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. with what the guys have got throughout the two counties, if it was overall everybody dropped or if it was one or two of the dominant players in these sectors that export out of the area that ran into it.
Let's see. I did read something on that, so maybe after the break I can update you on that.
Say, you want to do it? Throw a time check in. Let's go to
a
break.
No, you go right ahead because I'll mess it up.
He can't read and talk at the same time.
No, I can't.
All right. KINS, News and Information Times, 341. We'll be back with more from John Dalby.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 3:45. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with John Dalby. Did you find the information we were waiting for during the commercial break?
I did, actually.
All right.
I'll just read it to you here. 14 of the 18 manufacturing industries are reporting growth in January, including wood products, food and beverage, tobacco products, and furniture and related products. The only two industries, textile mills and non-metallic mineral products, which I assume is aggregate, saw a contraction in January.
Well, most parts of the country, they're not doing a lot of building this time of the year, which would make sense. Interesting. By itself, is the economic report inclusive, or is it an indicator or one of many inputs that you use to get a sense of what's happening in the area?
Well, the history of the index was really driven by bankers in the area back in the old Humboldt Bank days, where we didn't have any resources to even look at
Flying blind, I believe, was the term that was used.
Yeah, and so, you know, you'd get an economic forecast, you know, for California, and there might be one sentence about Humboldt County. Well, that doesn't do you a whole lot of good. And so this was formed, and there's a lot of different, you know, groups that are sponsoring this because of its value.
Right, so it's not going to be slanted towards one individual business or one sector, yeah.
And so, you know, are there things that could be improved in it? Well, sure, if you throw enough money at anything, we could get you know, more in-depth data.
But do you use this as exclusive, or do you use this in conjunction with other things?
Well, I use this in conjunction with talking to people and talking to my customers and finding out what they're doing. So, you know, being somebody who works on Main Street, you have a better feel for things. at the same time, you know, it's a bit, it's, you know, the community is bigger than just what I can touch. So,
well, and so many can run so quickly to hide.
Yes. Well, they see me coming. Of course. Yeah. Hide. Yeah.
Do you sense, John, now that you guys have got the three branches, a different business community in each of the three communities that you're in? Is there different, or is it Humboldt County and it's all Humboldt County?
No, there's three distinctly different communities with different cultures, different kind of attitudes, if you want to call that, and also different circumstances. So
even though they're still in business, business ain't the same necessarily.
Well,
in
sure.
Each
look,
three.
I mean, if you look at Fortuna, hit really hard with the closure of Ill River Sawmills and you know, scaling down what used to be I forgot the big mill down there.
Oh, Pacific Lumber.
There you go, Pacific Lumber. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd go down as big.
Yeah, that would be big. So, you know, you've seen a lot of mills, you know, close in that area, and it certainly changed the dynamic because for the most part, it was a mill town. A lot of the retirees that were moving to Fortuna were retiring out of the mills, and then when they would buy a house and, you know, and retire in Fortuna. You're just not seeing, you know, that same activity levels yet. Fortuna is, you know, trying to find other ways.
Reinventing itself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Arcata, you know, it has a great deal of creativity, some interesting minds about doing things that have never been done before. You mentioned Blue Water in one of our conversations earlier. You know, interesting book about, you know, going places and doing things that have never been done. And they do that to a large degree. A lot of really interesting and neat, you know, businesses that have come out of Arcata. And then you have Eureka, which is, you know, again, having to reinvent itself. And, you know, it's got some challenges in front of it that the other communities don't. But at the same time, it has a lot of potential if we choose to tap it.
Right back to that beer thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of coincidental, you're about a half block away from one of those places,
yes,
too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, huh. It's not...
In multiple branch locations, too, I might add.
I don't know if you've been through the new brewery, but it's fabulous.
Yeah, isn't it
it's
cool?
Amazing.
Yeah. Fun stuff going on there. Thanks for coming by.
Always good to see you.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.